Access Report with Bob Tarlow. Back in the
USA. Good on you, Ender. We'll try and do exactly that. Let's go from the UK to the US, Los Angeles to be precise. And our man, gee, there's been a bit going on over there, Bob Tarlow. Good morning to you, Bob.
Thank you, Basil, and a good Monday morning to you and Steve. The racial protests, terror, and death in Charlottesville, Virginia, has Donald Trump caught in the fallout because of what he did not say. This started when white nationalists held what they called a Unite the Right rally on your Saturday, the goal to show their fierce opposition to plans by the city to remove a statue of Confederate war hero General Robert E. Lee from a public park. And they were met with counter-protesters. Yesterday, Sunday, your time, there were new demonstrations by both sides, and then it got deadly. A silver sedan driving at high speed plowed into a crowd of people peacefully protesting the white nationalist rally. One person, a 32-year-old woman, was killed as she crossed the street. 19 others were sent to hospitals.
Hit like two or three other cars and smashed into people. And then it was like a gray car with all tinted out windows. And then he reversed out of there. He got away.
But not for long, with police arresting him just a short distance away. And now James Alex Fields, a 20-year-old from Ohio, has been charged with second-degree murder. And Steve, the Washington Post is quoting his former history teacher as saying Fields has for a long time believed in Nazi views.
That's only part of the story. The other one's the president and what he said and what he didn't say, Bob.
Yes, and the president waited for hours, Steve, while the violence in Charlottesville was continuing yesterday before making his first comment.
We condemn in the strongest possible terms this egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides.
By saying many sides, the president seemed to blame both the white nationalists and the counter-protesters equally. There's been pushback to that from not only Democrats, but several congressional Republicans. Republican Senator Cory Gardner this morning on CNN.
Call this white supremacism, this white nationalism, evil, and let the country hear it, let the world hear it. It's something that needs to come from the Oval Office, and this White House needs to do it today.
And finally this morning, the White House did put out a written statement specifically condemning white supremacists for inciting the violence. But the statement, issued more than 36 hours after the protests began, was attributed to an unnamed spokesperson, not directly to Trump. For many of his critics, that's not good enough. Steve and Basil, one obvious reason for Trump's caution, many of the ultra-right white nationalists, some waving Nazi and Confederate flags, who organized the Charlottesville rally near that statue of General Lee, say they voted for Trump.